when Jerry West passed, mm-hmm. and you and Evan did a great job, but something that just will, it'll stay with my person is, you said sports heaven. What could you watch? You know, if Stoney, for me again, I just keep going back to watching Willie Mays, man, in the Negro Leagues, Rome Center Field, or you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I wish we had that that footage, and we don't. Man, so
no doubt. Yeah. I mean, that would fit in perfectly to that thought. Let's go to Riff Raff. Riff Raff's in Daly City. If you want to share anything about Willie Mays, 888-957-9570. And coming up at noon, Bomani Jones. Bomani Jones is going to join us.
See?
Host of The Right Time with Bomani Jones for more perspective on Willie Mays. Thanks, Riff Raff. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you? Good show, guys.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, Willie Mays memory. I'm an older guy.
Okay.
I've had the privilege to see Willie Mays play the greatest baseball ever and Jerry Rice, who was voted the greatest football player ever in my lifetime, and listen to the great Lon Simmons broadcast Niners and Giants games. Lon Simmons was phenomenal. My Willie Mays story was when I was a kid, my dad said, we're going to take you out of school tomorrow and play hooky. And I'm like, what's hooky? That's when you get to skip school. And he said to me, we're going to go see Willie Mays play tomorrow. He didn't say we're going to go see the Giants play. He said, you're going to see Willie Mays play tomorrow. And Willie, later in the game, it was at the old stick, was like a horseshoe. There was no stands in the outfield. My dad yells at Willie, I got my son here. And he caught a fly ball to end the inning, and he threw it to my dad right on target. Of course, my dad dropped it. Somebody else got it. So I don't have that souvenir. But I got to see some of the greatest athletes ever right here in the Bay Area, and Willie was the greatest baseball player of all time. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Riff Raff. Appreciate it. I'll tell you what, my dad drops that ball. I have even a worse relationship than I had already with my dad.
He had a good relationship.
Come on, Pop. Pop's got to catch that.
So you remember going to the yard to watch baseball back in your day with you and Pops?
You know what? Not like that.
Okay.
But,
all right.
But, yeah, we'd go with the whole family and stuff.
Right, gotcha.
But
that's what
no, I mean, yeah. I remember going to games with my Pops. I don't mean to dissect that sentence. Absolutely. Went to baseball games. If it would make a trip to Philadelphia two times a year, watch the we'd always go up to Yankee Stadium one time a year too.
Man.
Not that anybody cares. 888-957-9570 is the number. Willie Mays has passed at 93 years old, one of the greatest baseball players of all time, and obviously was a fixture here in San Francisco and much beloved. If you want to jump in and share anything Willie Mays related, 888-957-9570. And just for kicks, if anybody out there's got any kind of memory about John Sally, any John Sally
best
memories.
Best Damn Sports Show, remember that? I watched every night.
You can also
I got a question for the Willie Mays fans. And
okay.
Hopefully, like Bomani, I know he's not from the Bay, but, you know, hey, he might know. So, Joe DiMaggio from San Francisco, right? This was his town. There was no Bay Area baseball, no California baseball until the Dodgers and Giants came. So Willie Mays is a star in New York. Stoney, I do wonder, and Evan, how long it took for him to get accepted by the city, you know? Or was that right away? I got to feel some type of way. Was there a delay? Or you know what I mean? Like, or was it just instant?
I could guess on this one, but if I'm wrong.
Because this was Joe's town, Stoney.
But if I'm wrong, I'm happy to be corrected on it at 888-957-9570. I mean, when they moved to San Francisco, Willie Mays was already an established star.
Gotcha.
So I got to believe that San Francisco was, and I know DiMaggio was from here, but DiMaggio played with the Yankees.
You're right.
When Willie Mays came here, I got to believe it was essentially getting an expansion team and you get the expansion team with the greatest player in baseball. I gotta believe it was love at first sight.
Right.
I'm just guessing, but if I'm not right, I'm happy to be told I'm not right on this one, but I gotta believe that San Francisco just fell in love with him right away.
Now, but, the reason I bring that up, I got to believe there were Yankee fans here in San Francisco because of DiMaggio. And maybe there, you know what I mean? There was, and he won them over. Not all, Stani, you're right. I'm sure it was love at first sight because you knew, you know, this is a bad dude. But we're talking about DiMaggio, Stani. I mean, people were in love with him, and rightfully so. Just a thought I had.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Juan. Juan is in San Mateo. Hey, Juan, how you doing?
Hey, just fine. This is my first time and last time calling because I think this is something significant to say.
Okay.
I was about 12 years old, and I caddied for Willie Mays and John Brody in a double.
Wow.
And I met, this is serious business. I met him at the Swanky Club on the peninsula. I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want to slander it. But the same club he played at, they were petitioning to keep him out of there. And the only reason I met him, because my father shined shoes there and cleaned the lockers. And him and Willie Mays were only black things out there. So he kind of had a kindred with my dad. My dad set me up. And I got this caddy job with him one time with him and John Brody. But I'm thinking, you know, it hurts me today because I didn't understand what this man was going through back then. I know they treat my father bad out there, kind of.
Right.
But they treat this man who had the money and the reputation.
Wow,
and they still seem like he was dirt. Still like that. And to this day, I didn't have the concept back then. But I cried last night because what this man was going through, and I didn't even pick it up. But I understand now, and that's why the bitterness in my heart now. A man has so much money, so much talent. He goes to a club on the peninsula here, and they petition to keep him off there because of the color of his skin.
Crazy, man.
So, you know, dude, this is especially you, bro. Where black men went back to then, the players today, they don't even have half the battle. So, you know, I don't even, there's no way in the world you can compare today's black athlete to yesteryears. There were men, what they went through, set the standard for the guy today to make that money. But God bless Willie, Aaron, all, especially the black men who Aaron and May said they were even better than they were. They just didn't get the chance.
Hey, let me add this.
Oh,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
No, I was just going to add. My bad. Go ahead and finish, man. I'm just excited.
So all those black men who we'd never heard of who are also great athletes, you know, may they rest in peace. And I hope that I carry their honor with me every day. With pride and just carry myself well as a black man.
Yeah,
you guys have a good day.
Yeah, you too. That was beautiful. That was beautiful, Stani. I was just going to add, there were reasons for him to be maybe pissed off or have a chip on his shoulder. Him and a lot of other black ball players, Stani. I'm talking about the great Willie Mays having to start with the Black Barons, but he didn't, it never seemed like that. Like if he was dealing with it or was upset, it was behind closed doors. People just gravitated to him because it felt like, Stani, every breath he took, every step he took, he enjoyed it. It was like life was baseball to him.
Yeah. No doubt about it. I'm looking up at the TV screen and seeing some great black and white footage of Willie Mays. And that's the other thing. I love seeing those old clips of great players.
The uniforms too, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Willie Mays, one of the greatest baseball players of all time, passes yesterday at 93 years old. And somebody had texted in on the Xfinity Mobile text line, you know, why would anybody cry over somebody that they never met or never maybe saw a play even? But that story right there, from Juan is why. And I get it, Juan caddy for Willie Mays, but what I'm getting at is whether you met him or not, he seemed to impact regardless people out there. 888-957-9570 if you want to share any Willie Mays thoughts. Let's go to Maureen. Maureen's in San Jose. Hey, Maureen, how you doing?
I'm fine. Hey. I'm Miss Gilbert's sister.
Miss Gilbert's
sister.
Oh, that's
my fourth grade teacher. Yes. Wow. Welcome.
That's right. Thank you. So I'm her older sister, and currently she is back spending a couple of days at the Field of Dreams house. You can rent it and spend time there. So the last text photos were of her with some ghost player who comes out of the field at night at the Field of Dreams. But I had a Willie story to share. Our younger sister, when we were living in Sacramento, she was 5 years old, got into a massive fight with the neighbor boy because she explained to him that our family knew Willie Mays. And Victor kept saying, you don't know Willie Mays. And finally, our brother had to set Lori straight that no, we didn't know Willie Mays. Lori's defense was that she heard Willie talked about so much in our house, she was convinced he was a family friend.
That is a great story.
Now, but there's a follow-up, because years later, she goes into sports writing and was able to be around Candlestick when they were transitioning out of Candlestick. So one of the days she's there to cover the closing of Candlestick, Willie and Willie are there. So she's out of her mind, having grown up hearing about Willie and Willie. And she forgets that she's a press gal. She goes over to Willie, explains the five-year-old Lori story that she thought we knew him personally because we talked about him so much in our family home. Willie takes her hand and says, well, now you do know me. I am a friend of the family.
There it is. How beautiful is that?
Wow, that's a great story, Maureen.
I could picture him smiling, Maureen, saying that.
Maureen, thank you so much. Like, that's a great story.
Yeah, you remember we took a picture with my at Oracle. We were doing pre and post my fourth grade teacher, Miss Gilbert, and she's still doing well. And I don't know if you remember us three took a pic together.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was her sister.
Remember like it was yesterday.
At the Field of Dreams. Go get it.
Oh, can I ask a question about that? Because so you're telling me the Field of Dreams house is now a hotel or something that you can actually stay at? That's what it sounded like to me, but I didn't know if that's the case. Can somebody confirm? It sounded like somebody, you can stay at the Field of Dreams house. I'd love to get that confirmed, but love to get John Fogerty confirmed too, but I couldn't get that. Randall in Fairfield. Hey, Randall, how you doing?
Hey, fellas, how you guys doing? Hey, just a quick story about Willie Mays and what he did for me and my dad. My dad and a lot of African-Americans moved here from the South. And, you know, they were not treated in the best way when they got here, including Willie. When Willie got here, my dad used to say, you know, they shunned him. It took him a year or so for them to even accept him. I mean, of course, he was a great ball player, but there was a lot of prejudice here. And what he did, not only on the ball field, but for the other men who came here and women and families from the South who worked on the shipyards and that sort of thing, he gave them motivation to hang in there. That, look, we're going to make it no matter what. They're going to accept us no matter what. And that's what he did. And I remember my dad took us to the ballpark at Candlestick with the old cyclone fence. They used to give you badges because it was so cold out there. If you could stick around past the seventh inning, you got a badge for being out there because it was so cold.
Wow.
And Willie Mays, we used to have these baseball cards. Last thing I say, and I still have it. I have a Willie Mays baseball card and Willie McCovey and Bobby Bonds. And here is Willie Mays in action. And if you look at this card, his right leg is above his head when he's about to throw the ball. So that tells you what kind of athlete he was at that time. And man, he was the greatest ball player, in my opinion, who ever played. But also what he did for the ones who came here from the South, you know, is you can't put it in words what he did for them. He was their role model. He helped them make it and hang in there and stay here and change the way people thought of people who not based on their skill colors, but the way they perform. So that's all I have to say, fellas. And thank you guys for letting me share.
Absolutely. Thank you, Randall. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. And rumor has it, Stoney, that Jackie Robinson told Blanche Rickey and the Dodgers about Willie Mays. And they watched Willie Mays and thought he couldn't hit a curveball, Donnie, so they passed. So that's how he became a Giant. So if that's actual fact, just imagine that, man. You know what? Stoney ain't got it. And then you end up being, man, one of the best to ever do it. Like, can you think of a better center fielder just in regard to tools right now off the top? And that's why when Evan said goo, it was there was five tool around before Willie. I'm like, dude, you might be. I think you might be right.
I mean,
power.
The consensus.
Arm.
The consensus is he could do it all.
All right.
Absolutely. Let's go to Hans. Hans is in Half Moon Bay. Hey, Hans, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for taking the call. As a child, my dad took my brother and I to go see him. I was born in 1954, the year he won the World Series. And what I remember is just that he had this extraordinary spirit. I mean, his love for the game, you could just feel it in the park. And any time he came to the plate or a ball was hit to center field, everybody just stood. I mean, you just wanted to see what he was going to do. His love for the game just came like an energy outside of him. It was just so exciting to see. And I've never seen a player that affected me like that ever since then.
Thanks for sharing.
Amazing.
Thank you for sharing, Hans. Appreciate it. You know what it sounds like to me? Forget off the field, because I can't really speak to that.
Because it scares me when I think about that. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
But I'm talking about on the I always say this, on the field. One of the things that I can remember of all my sports memories is when I'm at a game and there's a guy on the court or on the field that just stands out, and you walk and you watch the game for 3 minutes and you might not even know, and you're like, that's the best player on the court, and it's not even close.
Mm.
That's the best player in the field, and it's not even close. And I get the feeling that when you saw Willie Mays play for a couple innings and you saw him bat a couple times and maybe run down a fly ball, steal a base, whatever, you thought, this guy's better than everybody on the field, and we're at the major league level. That's kind of what it feels like, or how good he was.
Mm-hmm.
888-957-9570 is the number. Willie Mays has passed, 93 years old, one of the greatest baseball players of all time. Quite frankly, was a living legend and a fixture in the Giants organization and out here in the Bay Area. Anybody who loves baseball knows who Willie Mays is, and because he was so close to this area and a lot of people in this area.
He was around.
888-957-9570 if you want to share any of your thoughts on Willie Mays.
What about last night? I want to give credit to John Miller, Flynn.